Blog Talk Radio. me. That's way too reckless. I'd get too jealous. Could you be from the east or overseas? I learned my lesson. I'm way too western. Could you be my favorite ethnicity? I'm just undressing all of these sections of my thoughts.
Think it too hard. But I really wanna share.
Thank you. We'll go slow and high tempo, light and dark. Hold me hard and mellow. I'm seeing the pain, seeing the pleasure. Nobody but you, body but me, body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place to feel the tears, the place to lose your fears. Yeah, reckless behavior, a place to my enemy, my ally, prisoner. Then we're free, it's just a lie. I'm seeing the pain, seeing the pleasure. Nobody but you, body but me, body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll be stopping late.
I'm scared and lonely and find the lovers of the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop it, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. First day, you and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And leaving, getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. On my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
Okay, let me start over. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I am your co-host, LaPearl La Negra. I'm riding shotgun with the host of King and Queen's Quarters. How you doing tonight, King?
Hey, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good under this energy belt right now, you know? So.
Absolutely. This man, I'm anxious to talk about this stuff, but let me finish the introduction to the show first. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? King, I got my Raw Link phone. You got yours on?
Oh, I'm all decked out tonight. You know what I'm saying? You know tomorrow's my born day, so I'm all decked out for the energy cycle.
What? Okay. So let me do this because I might not hear, you know, from you tomorrow. So, ready?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear King Atterbury. Happy birthday to you and many more. All right.
Hey. Thank you for that. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, press that 1 and join us. We love you, too. Now, before I go any further, I want to give a big shout-out to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the creator and CEO of those beautiful pieces of jewelry that we speak of, Raw Link. And his name is Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Baby, yeah. And you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry on Amazon and over at rawlinksbraw@facebook.com. And if you can't get them over there, just holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get to adorn your body with whatever creations that you can come up with or For Real can come up with. But you won't be disappointed. Now, Ken, this show, you know, you mentioned to me about this new moon coming up. Why don't you give us a little bit of insight on that?
Well, look, first of all, it's the super moon.
There you go.
The gigantic full moon. The energy been in this Earth's orbit since last Tuesday. You know,
wow.
The full moon is always 3 days before, 3 days after.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Having us in an energy crisis for the remnant of when it's leaving. Supermoon,
okay. That's
a week before it hits. This actual supermoon, the activation level is tomorrow night, August 1st.
Okay.
So, but we already been in this, it's already been in our orbit. So it's already been happening, all these different occurrences with people's energy and vibes. So I just been moving along gracefully and being very creative when I inside of this energy belt, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Hey, you gotta carry them stones with you. Keep yourself leveled and balanced out.
Man, I always keep my stones on me, especially my jade, my green jade. That stays on me. But when I get ready to leave out the house, I will throw on something else. But I always make sure that I got my green jade on. Let me ask you a question. Has it always been a super moon around your birthday? Or do you know what kind of moon?
Actually, I believe this is the Scourgic moon. But come think about it, maybe here and there, I just can't really reflect and go back in time on it. But I've always learned to accept the moon's energy because I'm a sun sign.
Mm-hmm.
I always try to place myself between the sun and the moon, that energy belt. You know, so I become just very creative, and I just walk through life just paying attention. People, places, and things.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's why I create.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was saying that's why I create these affirmations, because you never know what energy belt you're stepping into around people when you're going in these different places.
Absolutely. I know when I was born, my moon was a waning gibbous moon, and that was like a centimeter away from a full moon, okay? But regardless, I feel the energy shift whenever a full moon is coming up. It doesn't matter if it's a pink moon, blood moon, super moon, whatever. I can feel the energy shift. And this time, the energy that I've been feeling from people, because I went out the other day, it was good energy. I'm like, yo, I was feeling myself, you know. Genuinely a happy-go-lucky person, and people, I think they were pulled in to my energy this time because I really was just like, I was feeling good, you know, aside from my arthritis kicking me in my ass. I just, everywhere I went, everybody just smiled back at me, and it was just really, really good energy, you know. And I appreciated it. I really did. You know, a lot of people don't understand or don't want to talk about these kind of things because they were like, it is what it is, you know. You know, a lot of energetic talk, the conversation has been demonized by certain religions, religious sects, and
yes,
certain groups of people. But if not for the Creator, we wouldn't have any of this. You know what I mean? So I don't, and I don't get into an argument with people. I can pick up on the fact that they are not interested, or they really just don't want to talk about it from the door. If I mention something about it, I can just feel it. I'm like, okay, this is not the person that wants to discuss this. So it's all good, you know. Okay.
They don't. You know, mm-hmm. taking the energy from the moon and do something about it. You know, the thing about it, the full moon, it touches everybody, you know, all walks mm-hmm. of life, animals, people. That's what people need to understand. We're mm-hmm. made up of mostly water, and just traces of organisms, you know. So when they got to think about the water. When it's full moon, the water goes high tide or low tide, you know. So it start getting wavy, the tides and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. think about your body. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like I said, we're mostly flesh, you know what I'm saying, organisms and everything like that. So people become mm-hmm. get a little weird sometimes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you do something creative with your own time and just beat the odds and whatnot, you're going to be good out here in the streets. You know? You just sit back, and especially if you're worrying about things, it's definitely going to hit you where it's not supposed to. You know,
absolutely.
You got to be careful out there when I and the other thing is, I usually be in seclusion mode when it's the supermoon. I don't be up and about around a lot of people because sometimes people, like I said, people, places, and things, they energy. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, you know, I get these looks sometimes, and I'm like, why are you looking at me like that? Like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
And it's a weird feeling when I, because, you know, you might go on a story, you got some people looking at you, and I'm just like, okay. And then, I mean, the fact that when that look stays on you, I'm like, do you know me from somewhere? Or, like, you know, you want to ask that question, but I just keep it moving. I'm like, yo, we bounce. Let me get myself and bounce up out of here. But,
absolutely.
But, yeah, it's crazy. You know what I mean? But, you know, we have to appreciate the fruits of all seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And the unique of the cycles of life. You know, that's exactly what this moon is all about anyway. You know, gratitude for the bounties of nature. You know, that's what this moon symbolizes. But if you want to be out there being all janky with yourself, you know what I'm saying, you are what you create.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be a hateful person or be very dislikeful, then that's what you're going to manifest. That's what you're going to bring into fruition. And that's
mm-hmm.
All you're going to do is house that inside of your home, whether it's your physical home or your spiritual home or spiritual zone. Mm-hmm. That's who you're going to be. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no mask in the world can hide that from spiritual people.
Mm-hmm.
So, be who you meant to be. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Love. No hate.
Yeah.
I mean,
right. Right.
Love each other.
Absolutely. King, it's time to pay the bill, so I'm gonna do this snippet, and then we can come right back and finish this conversation. All right?
Yes.
Tiffany Radio.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters, everyone. I'm sitting up here riding shotgun with the host of this show, King Adabel.
Hey.
And we are right now, we are discussing different phases and the energies of the moon that's taking people, you know, the changes that it's taking us through. Let me hold on 1 second, excuse me. All right, I'm right back.
I want to draw some knowledge on some people too from my notes. I take notes when it's certain moons, you know, around the signs and everything like that.
Just to
be a little informative. Yeah. You know, each one teach one. That's the school we come from, some of us. But,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, through the zodiacs, right? Because that's how I get to understand people's demeanor or how they are and how to engage with some people. Like, for instance, Aries, right? The spiritual moon, right? They say your inner child is still full of wonderment for the beauty of life. And the message of this moon is to embrace your innocence and joy. You know? Taurus, let yourself feel connected to those around you this month, because you all have a lot to learn from others. You understand the cycles and boundaries of life more than most. This moon teaches you how to share your understanding with the people close to you. Gemini, take the time to speak with your loved ones this month and really make sure they know how important they are to you. This moon brings out the sentimental value in you, making this moon the perfect time to shower love upon those around you. You know? Cancer, be true to your inner self this month. This moon asks you to nourish yourself on the inside and to nourish all that serves your body and your emotional health. You know? And myself, Leo, says, it should be an incredible month for Leo. Brace yourself and let your light shine. Shine on and share your joy, your bubbly life force energy, and your vibrancy with the world. You were born to make others happy. Know your worth and your unique beauty. Virgo, it's time to stop doubting yourself. Virgos need to trust their instincts, especially this month. You're more intuitive than you know, and your wise counsel is of great help to others. Libra, take a careful look at who you're surrounding yourself with this month. Celebrate your friends at this time and ensure that you surround yourself with those whose spirit lights you up from within. Scorpio, this is a time for you to shine. You have to just have a lot of confidence within yourself. Success and even fame are within your grasp at this time. Believe in your brilliance. Sagittarius, take that trip you've been considering, or at the very least, give yourself a break. Your body, mind, and soul need a bit of respite, and now's the time for it. You're at the happiest when you have the freedom to be spontaneous and discover new ideas and lands. Capricorn, what you've been wavering on, it's time to make a decision. You should go with your gut. Get yourself in balance and listen to your inner voice. This is your key to success. Aquarius, regardless of your current relationship status, for those who are settled, it's the perfect time for a romantic relationship healing break. For singles, a spiritual retreat or a busy social schedule will work in your favor. And Pisces, you've been putting your mind and emotions first, which is fine. But time to put your energy into your physical being as well. Take care of yourself this month by starting a healthy journey or trying a new workout. There you have it. Boom.
Dope. I love readings of the horoscope. You know what? It was a, what show was that I used to listen to every morning? What do you call him? Horace the Taurus. I forget what that show, what show he was on, but he always read the zodiac signs. And at the end, I was saying in my mind the line he used to say, now it's time for my Pisces. Little bitty fishies, last but not least, these. And yo, the Gemini, I got a girlfriend that's a Gemini, and she absolutely needs to let her family know, because there's something going on right now with her and her kids, and they need that bonding, that extra security. So that was right on time. And my girl, one of my besties, she's a Capricorn. Yeah, I was basically telling her it's time to either shit or get off the pot, one or the other. Okay, so that was right on time. Thank you for that. That's what's up. That's
I pay attention to all of this, you know what I'm saying? And it's not like a regular horoscope joint, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When it's the moon phase, I look into all the spiritual meaning behind the moon that is existing. And besides that, we got another super moon coming on August 28th, so that's two.
Wow.
2 in 1 month.
You know, my son's a Leo, so it could be, you know, it just seems like he was a little off balance this morning. And it could have a lot to do with this moon phase as well. So I thank you for that, man. That was dope.
But if you're not into a spiritual place that can help you stay grounded and balanced, and I'm speaking from personal experience, you can be kind of like a little peculiar out here in the streets. Probably offset, attitude, temper, really don't give a shit. Just be like, who want it? You can get it.
Absolutely.
But naturally and spiritually, like, people shouldn't be that way. You know what I'm saying? We have to have a kind heart. But at the same time, don't get it twisted, because the manipulators are out here in the streets.
Always.
They will put strings on you. You want to find yourself a puppet by that master.
If you allow it.
No, but I was going to say, as you always say, live, love, and light. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Right. Breathe easy, baby. Breathe deep and easy. That's right. You know what? There's a... back to what you're saying real quick about the manipulators coming at you, and, you know, you might find yourself being a puppet. And it was sometimes I like to go on TikTok, sometimes I like to go on Instagram, and they had this little voiceover where it says, I've been talked about, never touched, though. And that's how I feel about them puppet strings. Yeah, they talk about me, they don't touch me, okay? It's a difference. It's a big difference,
Joe. I always say to myself, I be still good with my son. He got my mentality, personality too. Like, this is crazy. But we just crack jokes. And I'm like, yo, your dad is a walking phenomenon. Did you even know that? I gave you the seeds of a phenomenon. Okay. So, yeah, when you go out there to your job, you better go out there and let them know. Plus, you a Sagittarius, kid. Don't let nothing bother you. You came from a phenomenon. So go out there and be a phenomenon. People are like, you're dead. I'm like, he said, now I know where I get this personality from. I'm like, yeah, you did. But, you know, you got to hold on to something that you believe in and just know your worth and just know that you're going to go out here and get it in the world. Don't let nobody shake you up, shake the ground you walk on. What they walking around, the human earthquake?
Well, I hear you. That's
we got to be vigilant. You know what I'm saying? God first before everything else.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll start, you know, giving that time to the Creator is self-preservation. Okay?
Right.
Because you got to go within to get in contact with Spirit anyway. So, that was really, really tough. I appreciate that. But I want to hear from Power Try. Oh, yeah.
There we go. We do. So let me ask you, too, on that. You know, I got into that creative wave on that. That's why I made that new promo on that. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, let me get this energy out. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. What you thought about that?
About getting the energy out?
Nah, the promo I sent you.
Oh, man, I think you're a dope creator. You're very creative. You're very you're gifted when it comes down to that. I wish I knew how to do that, you know. I do because I enjoy the way you set it up, the whole thing. I mean, it's not a whole lot I can say about it because I just think it's perfect, each and every one that you do. It's nothing like the... You know, to break down or anything is just good like that. You know,
it comes from the love of people that you rock with. You know what I'm saying, including rocking with yourself. So
absolutely,
when you have the love out there for the people that love you back and all that, you know what I'm saying, it ain't really much to think on most of the time when you set your goal to do something or not. And I like creating those type of things. So like I said, when you rock with people that show have mad love for you and you love them back and all that, so it becomes a little easy. I mean, like somebody like me, you know,
absolutely.
I don't know why, but people be having issues, but I take that energy and recycle it and try to be creative and do something nice and special for those that I got love for, you know. So I appreciate that. I just want to throw that out there. That's all right.
Oh, yeah. It's all good. And, yeah, it is all love. I got nothing but love for my whole Epiphany family, man, because y'all – just good like that. Y'all my soul tribe, you know. So, and you know,
you
if I got an issue with anybody, I say it. I let y'all know. Within the conversations that we have, if I feel like y'all stepping on the wrong side of the street, I'm gonna check you on it. I ain't hard, but I'll check you on it. But I'm saying, oh, look, come on.
Yeah, but like I said, it's the energy of this moon too. Like, you know, I did my own joint, and I was like, yo, I got to do one for King Queen Spoilers on that. So I was going to do it like tomorrow on that. But Spirit was like, oh, no, Joe, when we get in the house, we can get that shit popping right there. You know what I'm saying? We did. You know what I'm saying?
So I
came in the house, still put my stuff down or whatever. I was like, all right, let's get to this. No procrastinating no more. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like I said, that moon energy, baby, baby.
Baby. I'm going to ask you, did you get a chance? I can't remember. Did you get a chance to call into Diva's Talk last week?
Nah. You know what I'm saying? I got it. Tomorrow I'm in chill mode for my birthday, so I'm definitely going to keep everything out.
Well, I want to ask you the question that we were asking last week in our discussion, and it was, how do you handle the situation, or what do you do when your friends come to you with unrealistic expectations? How do you handle that? How do you talk to them about it?
You know, it's funny that you said that, you asked that question, because I tackled some of that doing my show on Sunday called False Narratives. It's funny that you, wow, talk about coincidence and, you know, phenomenal things that go on in the world. But sometimes I have to give a look, or sometimes I just like, oh yeah, oh, okay. And then I have to do my own investigation. And when I, you know what I'm saying, like, is this shit true? Is it truth to it? Or, like, is this some fabricated shit? We going to have a pity party or something? Or, like, if something don't make sense, I'm like, But first, I try to help them with the solution of the problem.
Okay.
And see where that go a little bit. Because then I could find out a little more, you know, it's like being a detective and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then if they accept what I'm saying, and we're speaking back and forth, having a conversation, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe they just want something. People go through things. But then if the shit get weird, then I'm like, oh, no. This is a one-on-one pity party. Like, we're not doing that. I'm not saying people don't walk around with a bag of confetti. You know what I'm saying? But I will try to give food for thought and also give personal examples of some things I might have went through, and maybe that can set the bar high on the table of, oh, even if you shit like that, damn. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you can give your own story to someone, and maybe it might help them, maybe it might not.
Okay. So you bring them, so to speak, back down to earth with giving them some of your experience.
Instances
of what you dealt with. Would you say that you ever had unrealistic expectations now that you look back on your life and where you are now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Crazy. Okay.
That's what's up.
But you know, I always say to myself, yo, man, thank you for the experience.
Oh, absolutely. Were you, when you were talked to about it, when somebody was talking to you about it, were you a listener or were you listening to respond?
At the younger age?
Yeah.
At the younger age, yeah, I was like right there, you know what I'm saying, it was like a back and forth, and I was just like, you know what? I get it. You know what I'm saying? But with the attitude and right there. But then, you know, at the old age, you know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, you know what? You might be right about that shit. You know what I'm saying? So what do I do to fix that? You know what I'm saying? That's how I learned through this lady in the church down here, how to be apologetic, but with sincerity, though. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't set out in the world to hurt anybody, hurt their feelings or anything like that. It could also just be a misunderstanding or miscommunication. But then the other person that's receiving it, now, if you want to look for the bad in it, then you're going to live in your own shit. And I mean that literally. You know what I'm saying? Because if somebody's being honest with you and, you know, being apologetic, because they don't have to say shit. They can just be like, yo, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
if somebody's being, like, very honest and just, you know, pass someone compassion, like, accept it. Because they ain't have to say nothing. That's my grandmother said. A person ain't got to say shit to you. They don't owe you nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if you're dealing with kindness, and it's not about having sympathy for you, pitying you, it's just having empathy. You know what I'm saying? Just saying, like, yo, I didn't know I hurt your feelings by saying that. So I apologize for that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, please let me know if that ever happened again. Check me at the door. That's me. I don't know about anybody else, but that's me. Check me at the door. Hey, Joe, you know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of made me feel a way when you kind of said, and I'm like, oh, shit, what? Oh, yo, I'm sorry. Damn. You know what I'm saying? And that's me. You know, that's my genuine shit. I've been like that since I was young. You know what I'm saying? You say shit, and sometimes I never knew how it affected people until, like, later on they'll tell me and shit. I ain't quite old.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that insight and answering the question.
No doubt.
I think it's poetry time. So.
Yes.
How you going to do this? I got a couple pieces. I actually got a piece that I just finished working on, like right before the show. And it I pulled from something that I wrote earlier. I agreed to a poetic collaboration between myself and two other poets. And it was just a couple of lines that I wrote, but then I went from there and I turned it into a little longer piece. It's untitled, but it's something.
All right, that's what's up.
All right.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Being brought up in toxic energy from contaminated hearts left me in a constant state of confusion and sadness, as if that's all I've ever attracted. But I've always done light work, because something has always kissed my soul. I've done the shadow work and kissed my scars, made friends with the monster under my bed and soothed the beast within. Now I stay grounded, loving, and helpful. For my foundation has no cracks. I wake green to each new day with infinite gratitude because I'm blessed to have been gifted. Gifted with an overcoming soul breaking generational curses, accompanying a spirit of discernment. Gifted with a voice of reason, shining a light towards recognition of the love inside. Everything I do is out of love, because I am a wounded healer of light and will always be a representative for the Creator. And that is my purpose. And that's their peace.
That's it. That's what's up. That's what's up. I like that.
Thank you.
Celebrating the house down today.
Thank you. Now, I've been anxious since before the show started to hear something from you. So without further ado, I'm going to back down off of the stage. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, King, the mic is yours.
All right, cool. Thank you. I appreciate that. I've been sparring back and forth with my uncles. You know, they write poetry, rhymes, and all that type of stuff. So this is King Narratives under this supermoon energy called King Part 2. Hold up, wait. There's no debate when I create what I create. I'm on boards that's placed on the wall, staying a place outside of race. I doubt if I fall, standing with God. Who do you call? Never mind your mentality. My reality is raw. Some be acting crazy. I'm sorry for your loss. Best believe I go to source when broken language is false. Yay, who understand what it is and never was. Probably forgot the fixture that was rebuilt by the Lord. Attraction only happened from a caption. That is peace. When love become deceased, open your eyes and try to see. Drama is pretty vague when you're afraid of the real. That's why I keep time still. Kill, I'm in the field holding a shield. Grew by compassion and care from loving people. That's why I don't acknowledge words like devils or the evil. Processing the doubters who don't have what it takes to live inside of faith, the biggest mistake is pure hate. Diving inside of waves of matters that don't concern you. The world that I reside in is musical and beautiful. Words are the wise. Don't lie. Seeds of the thoughts really grow. Learning from older folks can invoke a lot of hope. Marvelous measures counted on a scale in God's book. I'm taking a few looks, so I'm searching for the hook.
Okay. See, that's what I'm talking about right there. You pull no punches, yo. You just come direct with it. I try to grasp in my pieces the rhyming thing and give it meaning when I do rhyme, but I just can't do it. So that's something, that's a skill that I'm trying to acquire. I'm trying to hone right there. Piece was dope, man. And you never I never hear the same line in any of your poems. Never. I don't know how you do that, but I know I gotta repeat some shit in certain pieces.
Well, I'm part of the West Coast crew too. You know, this East Coast, West Coast crew. So called Squab or Die. You know what I'm saying? Which is my uncle and his homeboy born. So we, okay. They be scribing all the time. They like swordsmen, you know what I mean? So we go back and forth like almost every day. Sometimes I'll be like, between both of them hitting me with stuff, it's like, you know, steel sharpens steel. But I'm like, y'all do the beat. I mean, and they be wing-gated on it. You know, I just come through like a martial arts expert, and when I choo-choo-choo, like, yo, that's it, I'm good. Yo,
okay.
They say the same thing, too, though. They be like, yo, dude, like, you just came in, like, saying, like, it ain't even much to say. No, get it over with. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, boom, boom, boom. You come out with the six shooters and whatnot. But much respect to Des, you know what I'm saying, and Bourne. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, these dudes is awesome. They some underground dudes, though. I'm trying to get them to come on the shows, but hey.
It'll happen. It'll happen. Absolutely,
yeah.
It'll happen.
Thank you, though. Your pieces always fly, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you have a certain way of saying, like, all your different poems. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a big fan of you and your diva and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all really be setting the tone, even in the beginning. I was like, yo, they dope. Damn.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate that. Even when y'all spit the other shit. That's
well,
a whole other level over there. That's the type shit that we got Lord at it, baby.
Oh yeah, well you know, well that's on the shelf for now. But speaking of other divas,
no,
shout out to my diva, Mrs. VIP.
VIP.
That voice, girl, rest your voice. I know you anxious, baby, but we'll be here when you get back. Okay, we ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
It just passed. Okay, don't make me have to tell Mr. Reg on you. Okay. She know I love her. Oh man, so hey King, you got any music up in there? You want to hit us with a song?
Yeah, actually, I got a surprise for you too. Because while we were talking earlier, I slipped something up in there. Oh no.
Okay.
I know we're in super moon energy. I was gonna say, computer, don't be freezing now. Come on now. See. You know how that energy belt be, you know what I'm saying?
I know, I couldn't even get in the studio earlier.
I'm like, come on. I'm like Michael Jackson style, Shimon. I'll get there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what be the craziness, you know what I'm saying? You know it affects everything, the moon. So that moon energy. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Give me a second, I'm almost there. Like I said, I figured this out to cut the archive. I like to go way back in the day. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I'm getting it. Sorry for the delay, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But here we go. I got you.
All right.
Why you wanna play games on me? Why you wanna play games on me? join the seasons of a love I sought. I hope to find, I wrote the line to make you mine. I gotta wake up, I'm lost in time. Fascinated, infatuated, the image created, the spark of love, but seems dream related. Make believe, fantasy, a memory. Haunted me, I'm locked in reverie. Soaked and lost in the shadows of the darkness. Weak, I'm worn, I'm torn, I'm left heartless. An empty, vacant soul, more like a hellhole. I tried to hold you tight, but I fell slow. Too weak to keep, too weak to speak. I'm looking for a guide, for the voice of God inside. The faith you hold, your dreams are gold, so let it be told.
Yes, that took me way back. Yo, let me tell you something. Chucky Booker didn't have a lot of hits, but the ones that he did have, oh, man, they are classic. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a songwriter, too. So he was writing for a lot of people, too.
Oh, yeah, and then he going to pop out with Truth, man. Come on, y'all. That's my joy, too. Oh, wow. I feel like I was imagining myself. You know, your songs always take me to a place in summertime. Okay, and yeah. I always and see what I used to do in my younger years. My 10 speed was my bike. I mean, was my car. That was my mode of transportation all over Philly. Sometimes a little outside of Philly, but yo, and I'm telling you, I had some of the strongest legs out there. Okay, me and my bestie, we get on our 10 speeds and we just go cruising all over the place. Okay. And you know it's crazy because I didn't pay attention to my physique. I just was very active. I wanted to just go. I was a runner, and I just wanted to go. And I was standing and talking to a friend of mine one day, and y'all boys are. Y'all want to hit and play and shit. And he popped me trying to give me a frog on my thigh. And what happened... Oh. My thighs were, like, really solid from riding my bike all the time. And I didn't know it, but he was like, damn. He just made me tight. And I was like, for real? He was like, yo, yeah, you didn't feel that? I felt when he, you know, put that knuckle in my thigh, but it didn't really affect me. He was like, damn. I said, yeah, well, I guess that's from me riding my bike every day, you know. And it didn't matter where I was going. But I used to do it, I would start out early in the morning all the time, and I would always start at the same point, the same starting point, and that would go, I was brought up in Frankfurt, so I wasn't far from Tarsdale Avenue, and I would always go right down there to Tarsdale Avenue, and I would always see the same, like, truckers, the same semi-trucks and stuff going by. And it got to the point where they would start, like, honking the horn at me because they knew I was getting ready to take off and start riding. Yeah, that was, man, you brought back a good memory for me. That was some good.
Yeah, those were my skateboard days back then. I used to be on a skateboard and when I flipping around, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, the 80s, you know, that was my flavor. That was my flavor. I used to hang out with my older brother, so both of them, when I used to go here and there catch up, bump into them, he's like, yo, where you going? I'm like, nah, we ain't just showing. He's like, yo, take this walk.
That's crazy.
And then we go different places, music be playing. So they really got me into music, you know. So, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Now, my twin was into skateboarding, and some days we would start out together, but we always went in separate directions. He'd be on his skateboard, and I'd be on my bike, you know. And it was crazy because we stayed in sync. We would always show back up at the house at the same time. We didn't always stay right away, you know, but we started out the same exact way. I just chose, you know, well, when we started out when we was little, remember Big Wheel? With the spin out door, you put it on the side and you spin.
You take it back to the big wheels.
Yes. And see, where I grew up at, it was a lot of hills. On the side of the houses. My mom's house was in like the middle of one, two, three houses on the left side, right side, and then there was a house on the left side, yeah. And on each of the ends of the block, it was hills that you could go down. So we used to have a damn ball. You didn't even have to put forth no effort except for when it was time to come back up the hill. But we get on that joint and just fly down that hill, man, and hope to God when we was coming to the crossing street that we could stop and die.
I had fun riding my joint. Word. I even had the little backseat joint on it. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, well, that's what's up. Yeah, we had a good time, man. Big Will was the joint. Yes.
Definitely
not. Let me give the dial-in number. Matter of fact, let me pay some more bills real quick before we get into this poetry again. And I'll be right back, people. Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters. You are listening to Epiphany Radio. Dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 and join us. King, we got a caller up in here. You know that? And this is actually one half host of Just Jay and Gina Storm Show. And this is also a host on Epiphany Radio. We're going to let him up in here. Hey, Jay, how you doing tonight?
What's
welcome to
going
Queens
on
Queens.
Up in here?
Yo, what is it, yo?
What's up, bro? Brody? Y'all how got it doing? All right. Stop it in here.
Did you hear the old-time discussion we was having about the big wheels and 10 speeds and skateboards?
I thought about my own dangerous situations, too. Thank y'all for traumatizing me for the evening.
Oh, you're welcome. You know what I'm saying?
Any time, bro, apparently. Boom, boom, you know what I'm saying? Right, just here, walk in and say, hey, how you doing? Here goes some drama. Why is that bone sticking out of there? That don't make no sense.
You ain't had no good time cruising on your own with your skateboard or roller. Even we didn't have rollerblades back then. We had straight skates. Okay.
I know. And
we ain't know nothing about that.
I remember one time.
We went from metal skates to the regular, you know, high top.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, we call them joints lightning skates because I'm joined straight to concrete. Spark.
Right, these James Brown is in the neighborhood. Fourth of July, whenever I ride.
Oh my God! All right, we telling our age for real, y'all.
Yeah, I know it.
Yo.
And that was a pound sign. It wasn't no hashtag.
Exactly, it was a pound sign. Yep, yep. Yeah, we all had to learn this
the
new lingo.
The tic-tac-toe
board.
Okay,
tic-tac-toe,
yep.
Hey,
hey,
yo,
Jess,
you ever
made a go-kart? You know what? I always wanted to, but I ain't had an aptitude, man. Because then I ain't had no pick wheels to tear up. I know how to do.
Nah, yo, we used to break down shopping cart.
Oh,
wow.
Y'all was ill with it.
City kids, yo. You know what I'm saying? You find the means. You find a shopping cart.
Take
card,
what
you
have.
Like,
that's what you work with.
Yeah.
I remember one time I was riding on the back of my cousin's bike. He was driving a tractor. It wasn't no 10 speed. It was a tractor. That's the one that looked like the old ones. You got the handlebars. It looked like it was going on a motorcycle or something. I was riding on the back with him, and my legs was back there swinging and dangling, and my foot went between the spokes and that rod that's right there. It was like, I looked down, and I said, my sock ain't on, and my shoe is half off. It's been eating my head. It's been eating my head.
Oh man, I remember the name.
Hey, LaPearl. Yo, we
bike like back
in the bus too.
I did that once or twice. I jumped on the back of that, but that was back then when you could get on the back of the bus. It ain't nothing to hang on.
They got it moved back then.
Yeah, I know. It ain't nothing now.
You gonna drop it in the ground?
You got that right, yeah. I did that too. Now, see, I'm telling secrets. I was a good kid. I didn't do that kind of stuff.
Whatever.
Back in the bus for the next stop.
That was two times I watched my friend do that.
No, that's the best. This is the best. That's what's up. But we were actually talking about the super moon and the energies and how it's affecting people. How do you feel about this super moon that's coming or is here?
When is it
actually?
Is it coming or is it here yet? What are we doing?
It's here, but the physical date is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, if
super
I was
moon.
Near the ocean. Oh, I got a friend that is near the ocean, and they told me that they had a rogue wave come through there yesterday, or the day before that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, so I don't know if it had nothing to do with the supermoon coming up, but yeah, they was out there, and they came way up the beach.
Yeah, the energy is already here.
Yeah, it does. It affects everything on this planet. People don't think so, but it does. It absolutely does.
I know fish are going ahead and mate on the full moon, so yeah, it affects quite a bit, even on the biological level.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're connected to everything here, to each other, to the plant life, everything. We are all connected through one highest power, highest consciousness, but a lot of people don't want to discuss that kind of stuff, you know. But have you felt any effect from it, Jay?
No, not really. I had to go to work today, and that was about it, you know.
Okay.
Nothing out of the way. Extraordinary, nothing.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Anything else you want to say to him, King? Because I want to hear some poetry.
Hey, everything has already been written. Your head Shakespearean. Do your thing, baby boy.
Yeah,
hey, I appreciate you, bro.
All right, well.
All right.
I'll move out the way. And the mic is yours.
All right. Last night I went to the moon, seeking a sleep therapist for my pet insomnia. When I took to the vet, the doctor asked me, was his nose wet, or if it was a dog or a cat, even though right there it sat. So I understandably got upset. I said, Doc, when it started bothering me in the daytime, I knew things between us was not fine. Why is this nocturnal beast basking in my sunshine? And those are just the facts, to be exact, Dr. Jack. So how would you cope? Well, at first I tried to pay no mind, because he left me alone during night's most quiet times. But in my job, he come back. And what would you do? I tried to find things that would distract. I do this and I do that. Last encounter ended in a scrap. I was too tired to fight, so I took a little nap and dreamed a dreamless dream while floating on my back. And when I awoke, I felt beyond great. No gorilla, no ape. The house was quiet and all mine, and not a trace of insomnia could I find. The clock read 2:59. 3 hours and 1 minute before the start of my grind. So I took in some YouTube to kill some time, and before a long time, my eyes went from slits to little lines as I traveled in my mind. And moments later, my alarm clock crowed. It's time to rise and shine. Only one thing, I'm beat. Boom.
Wow.
Yo, that's what I'm talking about, brother. That was fly talk. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Did you actually suffer from insomnia, or that was just something you pulled and wrote about?
I have it one time. But I kind of pulled on my experience with it and some of the jokes that you hear about insomnia. And then I had went ahead and went off of that, you know, those stereotypes of insomnia.
Okay. I wonder, because could you still call it insomnia even though, I suffer from migraines every day for like a whole year, literally every day. I think I may have out of the 365 days, I may have gotten a whole hour, 1 hour of sleep, literally. The end of that year, I was going to see a neurologist, and they found out what was going on. My head was hurting so bad. I was getting double vision. I was actually going blind from the pressure and the stress of not sleeping. And this was in my early 20s.
Right.
So I had the energy to keep going. You know, when you're young, a lot of stuff don't bother you. You think you're going to live forever.
Right. You power through it.
I just kept pushing it to the side. I'm like, oh, my God, my head hurt. And I would lay down for, like, a couple of seconds, and I couldn't lay down. It hurt to sit up. It hurt, the light hurt, everything. And I would go to work every day like that until I started seeing two of everything. I was like, okay, something not right here. and I went to a neurologist, and they were telling me I had a buildup of spinal fluid, and it was putting so much pressure on the vessels in my eyes that I was losing my eyesight. And I could hear the fluid in my head. It was like a noise, and then it sounded. When it got really, really bad to the point where I was getting a double vision, it sounded like, you ever hear pigeons cooing? It was like a roo-roo-roo sound.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really, really bad. And I hate needles, but they had to give me a spinal tap to release that fluid. Because if they didn't, it was going to be something that was irreversible. And when they stuck that thing in my spine, that joint shot straight across the room. They was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a human thing right there. I'm talking about, like, when you know the people feel like they didn't been through some stuff. That right there that's some superhuman stuff right there. You know, any man would have just rolled over, just waited to death. Oh my goodness, you were still going to work. That is incredible.
They were wondering how I was functioning with it being so much. They had never seen so much a person function with so much pressure. When they went up in there with that needle, and they opened it up to drain it, it just was like, and they were like, "It's a wonder you are actually walking."
from all the pressure that was in there.
Yeah, but you know what? The human body is an amazing machine. And a lot of times if you don't feed into that pain that you're going through, you can actually mow through it. You can keep on going without it being a burden to you. You can ignore it.
But you keep it going, that's probably what kept you alive, too, that you didn't just lay in the bed.
Yeah, it still bothers me from time to time, but nothing like it was when I didn't know what was going on. Because I kept telling my husband, I was like, look, my head hurts. I can't sleep. I can't sit up. I was nauseous all the time. And it came from him and him stressing me and the job that I was working at. It was like 95% female. And a bunch of women together will cause all kinds of stress and trauma for you, especially for a woman that is not into a bunch of bullshit. You know what I mean? Because most of them were single women, and they was just talking, cackling, talking a bunch of shit and hating on me because...
negativity.
Yeah, because I wasn't into it, and I had a life. I had babies at home, I had a husband, and a house to take care of. All I wanted to do was make my money and go home. And
if anybody say anything about you laughing or what may have you, I got your back, man. Because that's huge right there. That's huge right there. That's huge and heavy right there. For sure, man, for sure. And plus it was the positivity, too, that probably could have preserved your life and your health.
Yeah, because all I wanted to do was just work and come home and take care of my babies. That was it, you know. And my husband had his little narcissistic thing going on with me, and I didn't catch on to the manipulation from him. I just was pushing it to the side as well. You know, not realizing that was affecting me as well. And it was crazy. They actually had to bring in a specialist because of me. I kept going and going and going. They were really concerned about my eyesight. Like, they was like, if you sneeze, you might lose your eyesight for good because of the pressure. So they kept a tight watch on me with that. Some lady from Sweden they brought in, she was a specialist in that. They call it a bilateral papilledema or a pseudotumor cerebri.
Was it visible on the MRI, and they didn't know how to deal with it?
Yeah, they did MRIs. They did CAT scans. They put the drops in my eyes to look back there, and they could literally, like, see, like, halfway, like, from the bottom of my eyes up to the middle of my eyes, they could see the fluid just back and forth. It was like, this is not good. We've never seen that like this before. Wow. You know, so, but I got through it. I was supposed to go through it and get through it, and I did, you know. And,
I appreciate you sharing that right there because I had never heard of that before. And that right there sounded like it was extremely painful. I'd have been like, mm-mm. I'd be watching my wife
push the things
like that.
I'd
be like,
mm-mm. Yeah, it's crazy. But it happened and I got through
it.
I'm glad it happened when I was younger, though, because if it had happened now, I probably wouldn't be able to. I know I wouldn't be able to handle that kind of pain, yo. I'd have been like, just take me now, Lord, please take me now. I'm trying to tell you. But thank you for listening to me.
Yeah.
What's the name? I lost my train of thought talking about that.
You gonna take him to the back room?
Oh,
world.
What I got going?
Oh, yes, yeah. That's right. That's
going
right.
On,
you better find a way to
there
let
we
everybody
go. Let's
know.
Get it.
Full moon influence, man. Excuse me.
I feel you, man. I'm about to drink me some of it too.
Don't do it.
I'm
about to go out there and lay off your rocket, drink in some of that moon.
Hey,
but what we got going, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, we're going to have a very special guest sliding through there. It's going to be this guy named Delavi Canellis, a.k.a. Sincere, is going to come down through this joint. If y'all know anything about Sincere, the dude is crazy with it. Y'all better bring y'all notepad if y'all want to listen to this dude right here. He gonna go nuts all night long, just like Automatic. Y'all wanna be there for that one, promise you. You gonna be watching it in the playback after everybody tell you about it.
Okay, that's what's up. That is what's up. Awesome. All
that's
right,
be
and
Saturday, 8 Central, 9 Eastern, here on Epiphany. Saturday, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. Come check us out, Just Jay and Gina Show. We're going to have Delavi Canellis here, a.k.a. Sincere.
All right, so don't you have something else going on outside of your business?
Yeah, we got some small house stuff. Just catch us on Clubhouse, and y'all can catch up on the small house stuff. Small house is taking off.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, I'm holding my arm out. I'm waiting for you to grab it. I'm going to escort you over here to the Royale Lounge. You can go over here, grab yourself a drink, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. Yeah.
Appreciate this. Hey, Brody, good looking now. Y'all take care.
No doubt.
All right. There you go. Yo. I'm just a chatterbox tonight, man. What made me bring
that's
the
good.
Okay
that's just that too, you know what I mean? So good.
Yes.
Hey, how about we going to a song break before we bring this next call in?
Oh, yeah. Make it do what it do.
All right.
When you leave
All right. Oh, you just be coming up with the old school jams. You know I'm in here.
We're going to go way back.
Yeah, right, right. And that you did, that you did. And yes, King, we got another caller up in here. Let's open up this microphone to MD Live. Hey, welcome to King and Queen.
Hey, what's good?
How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's up, bro?
Oh, what's good, fam? I'm doing pretty good.
That's what's
up. Yeah,
Absolutely.
Yeah, doing good, doing good. How y'all doing on y'all side?
Oh, man, we good. Yeah, talking about the energies and the effects of this super moon that's coming in. Man, are you feeling anything from it?
Man, my wife was just sitting outside looking up at the moon. My son come outside. Come on. It's a freaky night. I'm supposed to go back in the house.
That's a freaky night. Okay. Well, hey. You can't argue with that, man. I would love for somebody to say that to me.
Get back in the house. I don't mean about that stuff.
Oh, man. How you been dealing with this heat wave?
Staying in this car and running in the house as long as I get out.
Running out. I hear you. I hear you.
I ain't got time to sit out and lollygag in the middle of the day. I got to get in the house where it's cool.
I feel you on that one. Okay. Yeah, because this humidity is disrespectful. Yes. Well, as you can see, it is open mic tonight. So what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
Well, I'm going to pick up where I left off last week.
Okay,
if y'all don't
okay,
mind.
Absolutely. I'm going to move out the way. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Yeah. All right. Day three. In between your heavy breathing, you tell me you have never felt passion like this and you want more. I oblige by turning you over and begin kissing you down your spine. Let my tongue glide over your naked frame. As I work my way to your lower back, you giggle a little and say that tickles. But then you reach back and grab my hand and tell me don't stop. You want to see how this plays out. I start to kiss, nibble, and bite your cheeks, alternating from left to right. Each time, you raise your ass a little more and share the light. Again, you speak. I've never been done like this. I'm sure it's an experience I'll never forget. I grab a pillow and place it under your waist so that your back is arched just the right way. I reach between your thighs and rub your clit as you reach over and stroke my dick. The aroma of sex fills the air, and it's a delightful smell. You tell me you can't wait any longer, and you want me to enter you from behind. You grab both sides of your ass and say, do as you please, but please don't tease. Give me all you got. Fill my holes with that thick cock. After an hour or so, the pressure has been building, and I'm ready to explode. You say, don't come in me. Take it out and let your cum drain down my throat. Finally, dawn approaches, and we are still entangled beneath the covers, our bodies exhausted from the night before. Yet the moment your nakedness rubs against mine, we both exhale. You turn towards me and our eyes meet. No words are spoken, but the silence speaks volumes. We cup each other's hands and move closer till our lips touch. Your kisses are soft and supple, giving rise to a sleeping beast. Once again, we create a passion of our own as you climb on top of me. grinding and thrusting our way to a morning climax. In each other's arms, we fall back to sleep, just to wake up and repeat. In peace.
Damn. I was laying back and I had to sit straight up. I'm like, wait a minute, wait a minute. Okay. Making me miss my other show, you know. I used to have a show called The Erotic Love Zone, and you know,
I had to come out here in the car and read the thing because my mom's sitting on the porch.
Oh yeah, you don't want to do no offense. Locked up. I get it.
She didn't see me performing, but I was nervous as hell.
Nah, you did great, man. You did amazing. You said you don't do erotic poetry normally, but I can't tell that you don't do it. Because these last few pieces that you were doing for us is right on point. It's spot on. With your wordplay and the simplicity in it is awesome, man. I'm ready. I don't know. I've been kind of neglecting some erotic poetry, but I got to get back into it again now. Shoot, you done sparked something.
Oh, you're ready to pull up to the bumper.
Hey, jump back into it and we'll collab on a couple of pieces.
Oh, I got something for you now. Don't play with it. I got some eroticism for your ass. I'm trying to tell you.
You
done
got her started.
That's what I do, okay? That is what I do.
Hey, you might have to, do something so I can stretch my pen a little bit more.
All right, that's a thing. That is definitely
a collabo.
Oh yeah. I'm always down to collab. Yes, absolutely. That's what's up. Thank you for that piece, man. King, what you got for that?
Hey, that was dope ink, yo. You know what I'm saying? You definitely stepped up in there. You know what I'm saying? Words. Salute.
Glad you came back through, man. Kept you where you're a man of your word. You'd be coming back with that other piece, and you absolutely did, and that's appreciated. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to escort you on over to the Royale Lounge, and you can go over there, grab yourself a drink, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. All right.
Yo, he came back through. He kept his word. He said he was coming through with the rest of that piece, and he sure did. That woke me up. I was a little sleepy. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Okay. Here we go. All right, well, that was our last caller of the evening. I got another piece if you'd like to hear it.
Yeah, I got one too. Yay. Queen before king.
Okay, all right. I think y'all heard this one already, but I'm going to do it again anyway. This is untitled. I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream. Follow what it means. Talk to me in your love language. Just teach me how to understand what you believe in. I believe that I can live what's inside me with you. You know there's comfort saved up in my soft parts. You found me and freed the me that yearned to escape when your energy fused with my skin through your fingertips, lifting my burdens with your touch. My erotic therapist, your energy feels so damn good to me. It picks me up, don't wanna come down. You got me spinning all around. I thought we'd never have another encounter. His gaze, low, but locked with mine, looking at me as if he's looking into me through me, like he's creating his story in me for only me to read. I like the way it feels, energetic fusion of his fingertips and my skin. My energy directly calling to him, saying to his soul, please trespass my boundaries with your touch and invade my sin. Lift my burdens with your tongue. Be my erratic therapist and give me the release I so rightfully deserve. Got me so erratic, I mean so excited. Not sure if it was in my head or I said it out loud, but it don't really matter now, because here he comes and I want to come. I mean, I'm ready to ride. I mean, ooh, that slip and slide. I mean, oh, fuck it. I'm ready to taste, slobber, and lick and suck. Ooh, shit. I just want to fuck. Because I like the way you do me, baby. Make me feel nice. Make me feel good inside. Make me feel so good, yeah, yeah. And that's that piece.
I see that going in. You know what I mean?
That was MD Live's fault. He made me bring that piece out. I was going to do something else, but... I started scrolling when he was, I'm like, wait a minute. I ain't going to give you real raw, but I gave you a little bit of something. Thank you.
I don't even know which way to go. Like, that got me stuck.
Grab a piece from Lord's archive. Grab a piece from Lord Atterbury's archives. I know he got something up in there.
Yeah.
All right. The mic is yours.
Give me a second. Like I said, I'm in my own way right now. You know what I mean? Y'all got me kind of, right. Like I said, stuck. All right, I'll go there. Okay, there. Right. This is a joint called Wet As It Get.
Mike is yours.
The house has sounds playing, lightings is very dim. Where's my butter almond queen, seen by many men? At face value, I have you, it's just us alone in this setting. Special night of affection, neither of us will be resting. Your bath water is ready, baby. Take yourself upstairs. Everything is well prepared from the one who really cares. Using your favorite fragrances so I can wash your back softly. Wash them nice, sweet, beautiful, full breasts that are lovely. Also your legs and arms in between your sweet treats. Never worry about me until you're satisfied by me. Here, love, have a seat as I massage your loveliness. Kiss on your neck, rub on your arms and shoulders, nicely caress. Place your legs on my lap as I rub my feet on your toes. Taste them beautiful sweet lips and nibble on your earlobes. As we chill inside our thrill, tasting the flavor of our lips, my hands feeling your hips as you start caressing my dick. Slide index finger slow motion on your clitoris. This is becoming extra serious within our business. Fire on fire, crossing wires as we become higher. Lord, change into fire, seems tasty like briars. Place myself in between those legs that you have spread. There's always 69 ways, say hello. beautiful head. Scratch my back as usual. That's the shit I'm used to. Smack you on that ass while we're sideways. Instrumental. Switch it up by standing, wrapping legs around my waist. We both high from the taste we had in each other's face. Lily licked them nipples. Fuck it. Suck on those breasts. More better than Andy's chocolate candies or breakfasts. Give me the full open portal to your soul inside your hole. As I'm stroking and she holding on my neck, we good to go. The legs start dripping with essence from a treasure. One hell of a fucking pleasure. I'm happy we got together. Lord.
See, that's what I'm talking about. What a way to end the show. Damn. I like this.
I got a man. Song in the show, too. Like, yeah, we did our thing. I mean,
absolutely.
Under the moon, we here. I mean,
yes. This was dope. This was dope. Oh, man. I really enjoyed the show tonight. The conversation was really, really great. And then the poetry was off the chain, too. Oh, man. Thanks to everybody that called in, even just the listeners. Oh, man. And I'm going to just hand it on over to you, Jay. Getting ready to call you Jay. I don't know what just Jay must be talking about.
Yeah. Hey, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I like, you know, saying the Divas, how y'all rolled through for a brother. This is one half of the Divas, my sister. You know, saying had an amazing, beautiful night under this full moon, super moon, extraordinary occurrences. You know what I mean? But we did our thing. You know what I'm saying? So tune in next week. You know what I'm saying? Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. And on the Epiphany Network. Special big shout out to our CEO, Larry Maddox, For Real the Poet, you know what I'm saying, for making this all possible. And also tune in tomorrow at 3 p.m., King Atterbury Inc. on Blog Talk, you know what I'm saying, it's me and my brother, we get busy talking that talk, you know what I'm saying, so it's nothing but brotherly love, you know what I mean. So look, I'm going to take y'all out with this song, Peace, Love, and Poetry on that. So. See y'all next week. Achieving, yeah. Let's
shine on through. And don't fight the feeling, just keep on dealing. Everybody keep on moving, cause I know we can get it over so better.
Give it all you got.
Let's keep rising to the top.
Give it all you got. Keep on.